And how about the same thing if it's on a barrel, like a wooden barrel?
Well, the same thing, they call that a spigot, I believe, on a wooden barrel. I believe, now, I'm not sure, but I think they did. They call it a spigot.
And how about the same thing if it's in the yard, where the water comes out, if you have it out in the yard?
Well, that'd be the same.
Spigot?
Yeah, we always call it spigot on the yard.
When you buy a few cans of food in the store and they put it, what do they put it into for you to carry it home?
Well, there's some of the stores that will put them in paper bags according to, you know, according to the size of the stuff you buy. And then, general thing, most of the stores, they have pasteboard, what we call pasteboard boxes in there. They'll put it all in these bags and then they'll set it in the pasteboard box.
Oh, yeah, it makes it easier to carry.
It makes it easier to carry, it's not scattered.
What, here, like, for the chicken feed comes in, what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
We call it sack.
Is it a particular type of sack?
We have one that they call a croaker sack. That's kind of a hairy looking string, a thread, and then it's woven somewhere.
Chicken feet,
cow feet, and stuff like that. But now then, they got to making some plastic bags that they're storing corn and stuff like that in, chicken feet. I don't think we got one right in here, but it's in woven out of gnar strips. It's in gnar plastic strips, and then it's woven, you know. Making a good bit of that now.
Yeah. Which do you like better to use? Do you use them around after you...
Well, I tell you, the most durability, the croaker bag will last longer than the plastic.
Yeah.
That plastic don't have much life to it.
Yeah. What do you call a small musical instrument that's sort of shaped? It's got two bars here and has a round end, and you put it in your mouth and you can play it.
We used to call them juice harp.
Juice harp?
That's right. I think.
Did you ever play
I think it was meant to be a Jew, and the people called them juice harp, but I think it was a Jew harp, I believe is what it was.
Yeah. Did you ever try playing one yourself? Or?
I don't remember ever trying to play. I used to play what they call a harmonica. I used to try to play that, you know, that would you blow in that more or less.
Is that what you called it, a harmonica?
A harmonica, that's right. Some people call it harp, but it still was the same thing, harmonica, with the real name for it, but a lot of people call it a harp.
Harp. Interesting. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board and balanced in the middle?
They call that a sawhorse.
Sawhorse?
Sawhorse, that's right.
Sawhorse.
That was the old time name for them. One kid get on one end and the other end and go up and down, you know.
Yeah.
They call it a sawhorse.
And what did you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Well, that was, they'd either get out there and saw a tree off and bore a hole in the stump, or either set a post and bore a hole in there and put a pin in there and then bore a hole in this board. And then you just get in there and go around and around, you know. One kid get on one end, and a lot of time I see five or six, you know.